Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr. And it's time for a brainstorm. So I want to tell you about an accidental invention.
Those are my favorites.
Mine too. So in 1930, the Kutol, K-U-T-O-L company in Cincinnati, Ohio, was asked by Kroger Grocery to come up with a product that would clean coal dust off of people's walls. So everybody's burning coal. It's gritty. There's dust everywhere. And so this man named Noah McVicker came up with a putty. It had cleaner in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you could dab it on your wall to clean the walls. And it was going along and it was making money and they were selling it. And then as natural gas started to be more used to heat homes, coal was not so much of a problem. The walls weren't being as dirty and they were starting to go bankrupt. Turns out a teacher saw a newspaper article where other teachers were using this putty to do art projects. It has cleanser in it, but you know, it's 1950s. What do we care? It's fine. Well, she said, you know, this is so great because we can use it to make things. So McVicker reformulated the putty, took out the cleanser, added color and fresh scent, and called it Play-Doh.
Play-Doh. So it is a good accidental invention.
Back in the day, they stopped making the Kutol cleanser, and it's in a 7-ounce can. You know, like you have to open the top of the can opener can.
Oh.
And they put the Play-Doh in the cans with a different label. Two kids, cheerful kids. Look, they're playing with Play-Doh. Yeah.
Just so, moved it from one shelf to the other.
Exactly. The Rainbow Crafts Company was formed by McVickers in 1956 to produce Play-Doh. And they had a 3-pack of 7-ounce cans.
What were the original three colors?
They didn't say, but they
like
all...
the primary?
Probably, yes. Probably it was primary colors. I did see one where someone had an old can and it was brown, but I'm wondering, it was from 1950-something. It
yeah,
might
brown,
just be...
brown, gray, and salmon.
Because, you know, kids love to play with that.
Yeah.
In 1957, one of the Rainbow Craft Company chemists reduced the salt in the Play-Doh because it was mostly flour and salt and water and then some other things that are proprietary, right? But mm-hmm. taking out some of the salt meant that the kids could let their creations dry and they wouldn't lose their color. They wouldn't get all faded and crusty.
Oh, yes. My mom makes salt dough and it does fade as it, because it's very salty. It fades yep. as it dries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I was a little kid, my mom also made homemade Play-Doh, which was great the first day because it's warm and you knead it and everything.
Yeah.
But after that, it would get a little crispy. And I don't know about you, but playing with it, your hands.
So dry.
So yeah. dry.
I'd forgotten about that.
So dry. More than 2 billion cans of the Play-Doh were sold between 1955 and 2005.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah, 75 countries, 95 million cans a year.
Wow. Well, it is delightful.
Although now, instead of cleaning walls with it, you have to pick it out of your carpet when it dries.
I was just thinking about that earlier in the episode. I'm like, it used to be going on the walls. Now you're so happy if there's none on the walls and on the floor when you're done.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And I think they chose, well, the name Play-Doh. Someone else in their group wanted to call it Rainbow Modeling Compound.
No child wants compound.
That's the thing that killed me the most about this, because I was trying to think of a substance that you would have in maybe kindergarten or first grade that you would go down the cleaning aisle and yeah. bring to class for the kids to play with.
Yeah, I'm sure it's safe. It's fine.
It's probably good.
Yeah, mostly. Wipe your fingerprints right off, kids. I love your Play-Doh brainstorm. That was excellent. I loved Play-Doh as a kid.
It's super fun. Now I want Play-Doh. Okay, everybody, let's break.
Bye.
Go make some Play-Doh.
All right. Don't forget to ask your smart speaker, once you've told it to order you some Play-Doh, to play Brain Junk. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk, and we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you won't be bored.